You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Randy Spina, Chief Solutions Officer at Affordable Marketing Solutions, LLC, a small business consultancy that provides affordable marketing expertise to small businesses all over the United States. Randy, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's a privilege to be here.
So tell me, first of all, for our listeners, how did AMS come about?
Well, I was at a career crossroads, spent about 20 plus years in corporate America. Never really loved it, but learned a lot and was pretty successful. So I decided that, you know what, put my expertise and my knowledge to work for all the small business owners who need me, badly, actually, some of them, and, you know, help support some of the small businesses that I'd like to see stay around. I noticed that a lot of the small businesses that I was frequenting were closing. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I would pull up in front of a storefront and I would see a for rent sign in the window. They just went out of business. Is it all marketing? No, but a big part of it is. And I realized, you know, there's a need, there's a niche, and it was time. It was time for a change for me, for sure. So I decided just to go for it.
And I like that, going for it and seeing the need. Now, give our small business audience some examples of obvious mistakes that they can't avoid from your experience and expertise.
Well, you know, I call it one of the things I call see what sticks method, you know, sort of throw it up on the wall and see what works. This is usually not a good idea, but if marketing is not your expertise, you realize that, you know, you just try different things. Something sounds good, something new and sexy comes along, you try it. Unfortunately, it means that you waste a lot of time and money. What happens when you piecemeal like this is that you lose ground quickly, and it gives your competitors time to, you know, get wind of what you're doing and go ahead and take away some market share from you. So, you know, I call it the see what sticks method. It just doesn't really work. You know, another thing I see a lot of is one-time effort. Well, I put an ad in the newspaper and it didn't work. Well, how many ads did you run? One. Well, you know, it doesn't work. One-time ads just don't work. One-time anything just doesn't work. You know, I sort of liken it to, you know, you want to get into shape. Well, if you only work out once a month, you're not going to get very far, right? So it needs to be a consistent effort. A lot of small business gurus say that 20% of a small business owner's time should be spent on marketing. So that's one full day a week. That's a lot. Most people don't have that kind of time. You know, some of the things that have come about recently with social media, et cetera, can help cut down that time. But again, consistency is really key. You know, another thing I see a lot of people doing is jumping on the hot, new, sexy thing when it might not be right for their small business. You know, I was at a conference not too long ago, and I met a gentleman who was retired, and he decided to start a part-time small business helping what turns out to be mostly, you know, women, but, you know, helping the elderly with moving furniture or small household chores or even changing light bulbs, you know, just something to keep him busy, you know, people in his age group and people that he knew. So apparently he had met someone who told him all about social media. He didn't know anything about it at his age. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's writing a check. And he's on Twitter and Facebook. Well, you know, that age group just isn't on social media. So 85-year-old women are just not on Twitter. They're just not on Facebook. Unfortunately, he wasted money. He wasted time. you know, you need to understand really who your audience is. I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing. And, you know, another mistake people make is getting seduced, if you will, by media salespeople. You know, I get calls all the time. Oh, I have leftover space in, you know, the magazine or the newspaper or the radio. You know, I'll give it to you for a reduced price. But if it isn't your audience, if it isn't right for your business, then it isn't, you know, it isn't going to work. So, you know, I sort of feel like where I come in is I'm a neutral third party. I'm not selling you anything. So I can tell you, you know, pay-per-click, is that working for you or not? You know, I have a client right now who just spent $7,000 in pay-per-click advertising, but it wasn't done right, and he didn't know any better because it's not his expertise. He's a finance guy. So it just, if it isn't your expertise, it's just really easy to be sold by people who are very persuasive. And so, you know, you have to kind of know what you need for your business. And when I'm, you know, when I come into a new client, they're the fix. They're the focus. And I'm not selling them a fix. You know, I'm asking them what's their budget, what's their timing, what have they done. You know, coming in as a consultant and pulling together the pieces and parts that will best work together for them to get them where they want to be and what they can afford to do without wasting time.
And with all that being said and well broken down, I might add, now what are your top 3 to 5 small business marketing tips that could be helpful?
Well, I would say the first thing is do it. You know, it is a task that is important. I have seen far too many business owners, especially those who have transitioned from corporate America like I did, but I came from marketing, so I know how to do it. If you've transitioned from corporate in some other role, you no longer have a marketing department. You no longer have an advertising or a PR department. You've got to figure out a way to get this done for yourself so that people know that you exist. So again, I go back to the 20% of time spent on marketing. You know, it's a guideline, but especially in the beginning, you know, you need to front load all your efforts. A real key to succeeding in a brand new business is how effective your launch is. You've got to have a strong launch. And then from there, of course, you know, you take your successes. You know, the other thing is that marketing is an investment, not an expense. Without it, you're just simply not going to succeed. It really is that simple. So if marketing is the only thing that's going to bring money in the door up front, you know, you should clearly make some time for it. You know, the other thing I would say is you need to know your audience. It is not enough to say, well, my audience is, you know, teenagers, okay, because you opened up a skateboarding store. Well, exactly, who are those teenagers, okay? Are they male? Are they female? You know, are they the people that are, you know, are they the kids that are in the, you know, the IT field, or are they the, you know, creative artists? You really, really, really need to know both the demographics and the psychographics of your audience. And, you know, the time-tested, my background is direct marketing, so time-tested, you know, truth is that 60% of your success is going to come from addressing your audience correctly and knowing who they are. 30% of your success is going to come from making the right offers and, you know, using the right copy and verbiage to speak to them. And then 10% is from the design, which is very important as well. But clearly the overwhelming share of success comes from being sure that you know exactly who your audience is. And then time is money. You know, social media isn't really free if you're spending 2 hours a day on it and you're not getting any leads or you're not selling anything. If people aren't jumping from your Twitter to your website and making a purchase or contacting you in any way, time is money. So, you know, I always say you do what you do. You do what you do best and let me help you with the marketing, because I can't do what you do. You know, I've got clients that are architects lawyers, authors, various, you know, construction companies and things like that. I don't do what they do. I would never, ever, ever attempt to, you know, put in my own sump pump, for example. But, you know, therefore, you know, maybe you should let a pro handle the marketing. You know what I mean?
It certainly makes a lot of sense, and that's why you're here talking to us today, to remind us how important it is to choose those professionals to do those marketing tasks for us today. We are joined by Randy Spina, Chief Solutions Officer at Affordable Marketing Solutions, a small business consultancy that provides affordable marketing expertise to small businesses all over the United States, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, what should small businesses keep in mind in their marketing efforts?
Well, when you're starting out, oftentimes you say, gee, I don't know how much should I be spending, or how much should I put aside? What should I budget for now, for the year? Piece of advice I always give all my clients is read your trade publications in your industry. That's usually where you can get some measure of a place to start. I remember several years ago I had a big construction company as a client, and they didn't know what they were supposed to be spending. So did some research. I said, what publications do you read? What organizations are you a member of? And, you know, with some digging, a couple of phone calls here and there, we found out that a company at his stage, at his size, should be spending about 5% growth of his revenue on marketing. So we used that as a guide. And then we worked around it. And that 5%, whatever that translated to at the time, and then you broke it down between things like direct mail, some print advertising, things like that, put together a press kit for him, and that kind of stuff. So if you don't have a guide, see how or if you can get one. And then you refine it as you go along based on the stage of your business. So, you know, something else that you need to keep in mind is, what stage are you at? You know, acquisition is the very first stage that most small businesses, you have to address acquisition. You're just starting out. How are you going to acquire customers? That's the most expensive part, is the acquisition. Once you're in business for a while, and then you sort of look at retention. Well, this is where a lot of businesses don't do this. They just say, well, we need to keep acquiring new customers. If you've been around for a while and you've been lucky and you have a nice base of customers, now, of course, this depends on your business model, obviously, and what your service is, if it's business to business or business to consumer. But almost every company should look at retention. And the reason for that is it can cost up to 10 times more to acquire a new customer than it does to keep an existing one. So if you retain consistent customers, they also become your brand ambassadors. They become the people that you can get referrals from, and they sort of become your network, the people that will either on their own, or you can ask them to do testimonials for you, or to, you know, go on social media and, you know, talk about how great an experience they've had with you. And then lastly, For businesses that have been in it for quite a while, is the reactivation stage. You know, for example, if you've been giving music lessons to people and it's been a year since you've heard from someone, you know, in corporate America, we used to call this the We Want You Back campaign, you know, and see, you know, if maybe they've moved, maybe that's why they have stopped doing business with you. Maybe they no longer are interested in taking music lessons, but maybe they just simply forgot. Maybe if you make them an offer or you contact them, see, this is where consistency comes in. You know, it sort of makes me go when I hear that you haven't been in touch with a past client for a long time. You know, things like monthly email newsletters, make sure is that the ongoing contact is there. You're staying top of mind. And when they're ready, they know exactly who to contact, because you've been in front of them all along. So it is important to understand, that sort of stage of business that you're at and what's right for each stage. You wouldn't really use, mass advertising for reactivation. You would just really pick up the phone or send a postcard or send an email. So addressing, stage is important, and you should always, in my opinion, save a bit of budget for down the road during the holidays when everybody is getting in touch with everybody and sending all these things. You've got emails, you've got cards. It isn't hard. You just have to do it. It's just a matter of consistency.
Very helpful information and on all fronts. If you would, I'm sure our listeners would like to know where they can get more information and also how they can be in touch in regards to the services you offer at Affordable Marketing Solutions. If you could just give us our website, that would be great.
Sure. It's myaffordablemarketing.com. And you obviously can contact me anytime you like. And I'm happy to make an offer if you tell me that you heard this or contacting me through EPN. I'm happy to work with you.
Certainly appreciate that. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I would say that if you really look at what some of the huge consumer brands are doing, there's a reason. Quaker Oats was the very first consumer brand ever invented. So if you look at Quaker Oats, okay, they're still on TV. It's more than 100 years. They still have coupons in the Sunday paper. They have a Facebook page. If you look at what these big successful companies are doing, you realize there's a reason. Everybody knows the name. Everyone knows who they are. There's a reason for their consistency and their frequency and their marketing and advertising. And they're embracing new digital marketing. They're embracing all the new technology. And it's because they need to stay. They got to the top, and now they want to make sure that they stay on top. And, lastly, I would just say marketing for today keeps you in business for tomorrow.
Well said. We've been speaking with Randy Spina, Chief Solutions Officer at Affordable Marketing Solutions, LLC, a small business consultancy that provides affordable marketing expertise to small businesses all over the United States. And the website of reference is myaffordablemarketing.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.